Right? A lot of censorship is around scandals and fraud and like these criminals who are doing these crimes. But when you censor science, and in particular medicine, people die as a result. This is deadly stuff that they're doing. When they don't want you to know about a potential curative therapy that could help you either with a chronic or an acute disease or life-threatening disease, people die. And I had to see hundreds of thousands, if not millions around the world, die as a result of the censorship of the lethality and toxicity of vaccines and the censorship of early repurposed drug treatments. I mean, it was a humanitarian catastrophe that I think is in the rear view mirror of most of society around the world. They don't know exactly what happened. I think that if they think that everyone died of COVID, no, they died because they were deprived of treatments. And then I have to learn about the forms of censorship that goes on. And for me, one of the most shocking was at the level of the medical journals. I had investigators from around the world who had conducted ivermectin trials who were writing to me saying they could not get any of their studies accepted in anything but like a third or a fourth tier journal. The high impact journals, they would only take manipulated trials, which showed that these early treatments didn't work. And I watched that play out in real time. And, you know, just to remind everyone, there are former editors of these major journals. There's Peter Goche, you know, who helped found the Cochrane Collaboration, one of the top journals of meta-analyses in the world. You know, he has called the pharmaceutical industry a criminal syndicate. They act like the mob. And they have immense power and tools. And they wield censorship and propaganda like nobody's business. And they do it to a deadly extent. And one of the worst forms of censorship, and I think Tony, you touched on it earlier, but it's this attacking of credibility.